Senator Nikki Tory says the idea was sparked by repeated wrecks along Highway 395 in the Tri-Cities.
Since 2021, there have been more than 250 crashes in this area.
The Pasco Republican knows people would prefer long-term safety improvements.
That is not feasible right now. As you know, our funding situation is not the best at the state level.
The zones are meant to be temporary while funding for infrastructure is secured. Lower speed limits, better lighting and signage, increased enforcement, and tougher penalties for distracted driving could all be part of the zones. The measure has passed the House and Senate, but the Senate must still approve changes made in the House. In Olympia, I'm Tracy Ellis.